It's Tuesday, August 6, 2024, and this is The Gateway from St. Louis Public Radio News. Hello, I'm Rod Milam, in for Abby Larico. The emergence of bird flu in dairy cattle is raising new concerns about drinking raw milk, but farmers producing the unpasteurized milk say they're closely watching their herds and their supply.
We don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
What rising cases of bird flu in dairy cattle means for people selling and drinking raw milk. That story coming up. Polls are open across Missouri in the primary election. Voters will pick candidates for governor, the U.S. Congress, and some local offices. There are also two statewide ballot issues. One authorizes state lawmakers to give property tax breaks to those who offer child care services. The other sets minimum funding levels for the Kansas City Police Department. The race getting nationwide attention is the Democratic primary for the 1st Congressional District. Incumbent Cori Bush faces a stiff challenge from St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell. Polls close at 7 o'clock this evening. After the St. Louis School District boards voted last week to put Superintendent Keisha Scarlett on a leave of absence, Board of Education leaders say they won't know until September if she will remain employed. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
As concerns about student transportation, hiring, and financial woes at SLPS have unfolded in recent weeks, board leaders say a third party is conducting an internal investigation for a personnel matter. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones last week cited Scarlett's hiring decisions and the district's finances while calling for a state audit. But Board Vice President Matt Davis says Scarlett being placed on leave has nothing to do with finances.
There is still a budget surplus and we're not in debt. There's a deficit, but the school district is not in debt for operating expenses. Now, clearly, we have good debt. We've got the bond debt, you know, which the voters approve, but there is plenty of money.
The state auditor's office says they'll assess Jones' request later this week. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Backlogs for Missouri nursing home inspections have dropped to roughly 3%. That's down from 25% last year, according to data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Marjorie Moore is the executive director of VOICE. The St. Louis area nonprofit advocates for nursing home residents and their families. Moore says she's happy with the progress, but adds when long-term care facilities don't get regular inspections.
That leaves the residents without oversight, without somebody to be able to really come in and really scrutinize the practices of the facility and make sure that everything is operating up to regulations and ensuring the safety and quality of care for the residents that live there.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services point to hiring more certified part-time staff, boosting the salaries of nurse surveyors, and working with private agencies for the drop in the backlog. Missouri officials have approved a plan from the Mercy Health System to build a 75-bed hospital in the West St. Louis suburbs. St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Fenton reports that construction can now begin on the $650 million project.
Before a new hospital is built, state regulators must determine if there's a significant community need for such a facility. Proponents say this requirement keeps costs down by preventing redundant services. The state's Facilities Review Committee last week unanimously approved the Chesterfield-based Catholic Health System's plans for the hospital. Mercy plans to build it near the intersection of Interstates 64 and 70 in Wentzville. Wentzville had a population of more than 47,000 people in 2022, according to the U.S. Census. That's a 60% increase since 2010. Officials say the facility will be the first completely new hospital campus in Missouri to open in a decade. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Riverfront Times and its new executive director appear to share a phone number with an OnlyFans promotional company. St. Louis Public Radio's Madison Holcomb reports on executive director J.D. Davis's connections to the service for OnlyFans content creators.
St. Louis Public Radio three times called the phone number of FanFox, a promotional service for OnlyFans creators that Davis follows on LinkedIn. The first call went to Davis's personal voicemail. The next two calls went to RFT Analytics. The newspaper has recently drawn attention for its advertisements and focus on OnlyFans creators, which now has its own subsection on the website. The section includes what the website deems as the best OnlyFans accounts and says they are reviewed by RFT staff. Davis announced last week that he's the new executive editor of the RFT through a post on X. On a thread to the post, he said he plans to continue the newspaper's emphasis on OnlyFans creators. Davis did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Madison Holcomb, St. Louis Public Radio.
raw milk has seen a rise in popularity in recent years. More than 30 states allow its sale for human consumption in some form, including Missouri and Illinois. But food safety officials have long warned of the risks with drinking unpasteurized milk. Now, a recent outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle has raised new health concerns with consuming the product. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi reports on what that means for people producing and drinking raw milk.
Scott Moser pulls glass jars of raw cow's milk from one of the coolers against the wall of a refurbished shuttle bus.
Welcome aboard. Need more milk?
Yes.
Let's do it. How are you today?
He greets many of his customers by name as they board one by one carrying colorful cooler bags and grocery sacks. Scott and his wife, Rachel Moser, own B. Holigan Farm in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The operation sells about 700 gallons of raw milk per week. One of their loyal customers is Tara Huffman. She has been drinking raw milk for more than a decade.
It's a superior product. That's really what it comes down to. We have followed Scott kind of all over Kansas City. He has so many drop-offs.
Customers can't get this milk inside of a grocery store under Missouri law, which is why the Mosers and their team make more than 40 weekly stops across the Kansas City area. Raw milk is chilled straight from a cow and doesn't undergo the heating process that pasteurized milk does. Every state has different regulations around how or whether it can be sold. While many of the people drinking raw milk say it's healthier and even makes them feel better, most health experts say there are risks to drinking it. Cornell University Dairy Foods microbiologist Nicole Martin can name a long list of possible pathogens.
We know we can find Listeria and Salmonella, E. coli, Campylobacter, a variety of different types of bacteria that can make people ill.
And now the emergence of bird flu in dairy cows is raising more concerns. Testing shows that bird flu is present in sick cows' milk. There's no evidence yet that humans can contract the virus through drinking raw milk. But Martin says bird flu in dairy cattle is new, and there are unanswered questions about how the virus can spread.
We don't know enough yet to say there is no risk, and therefore the approach at this point is there should be increased caution.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is encouraging states to monitor or even halt the sale of raw milk products. Still, the demand for raw milk is strong. Recent data from market research firm Nielsen IQ found that sales of raw milk have increased despite recent bird flu cases in dairy cows and the FDA's warnings. In Iowa, fourth-generation dairy farmer Jay Schonbacher says news of the virus caused a slight dip in his raw milk sales in May, but they've since recovered. With bird flu cases in the state, he says he's monitoring his herd, speaking with his vet each week, and he's increased biosecurity measures.
The last thing we want to do is give raw milk a bad reputation, right? So, we don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
In Missouri, where there have been no bird flu cases in cows, the Mosers say they are consistently seeing new customers place orders. Rachel Moser says the farm closely tests milk from each quarter of each cow's udder. She says the farm is her livelihood and her customers are like family. She even names some of her cows after her longtime buyers.
Most of my customers, they trust that we are doing everything in our power to keep our product extremely safe and that we're vigilant and that they trust that we've got their best interest at heart.
Moser says many of her customers are more worried about state officials stopping the sale of raw milk than they are about getting sick. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.
And Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including St. Louis Public Radio. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Rod Milam, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.